blonde chick. He at last night has gone, and in her place a swamp donkey's come.
That's your part.
Hee-haw!
Beer goggles, they'll do it every time. Just be careful with the booze, 'cause if you don't, you just might find yourself waking up next to a swamp
listening to one of the few places on radio where you can hear the treasure of the American popular song as well as the international popular song, Anything Goes with Lee Savory. This is Frank Sinatra Jr. speaking. Welcome to the show.
The dawn is breaking.
Yeah, and my buddy Frank, it's going to be at Belmont this coming Saturday to open up the Belmont Stakes. Singing New York, New York. That's what he told me. And you're listening to the Swamp Donkeys here on Anything Goes. What's a swamp donkey, you may ask? Well, Fresh off their appearance at Jazz Fest 2014, they're the hottest new jazz band in the Big Easy. They've taken the bold step of simultaneously releasing two studio albums. We'll find out why when we talk to Sam Friend, singer-songwriter and member of the Swamp Donkeys. The first album is Swamp Donkey. Consists of a dozen standards from the early 20th century. And the second, which is Donkey Business, is their original music, arranged by the band and many songs, including the new hit I Can't Stop Logging on Facebook. The New Orleans Swamp Donkeys, traditional jazz band, comprised of six musical virtuosi, all in their 20s, who play traditional jazz, blues, jazz originals, vaudeville, modern jazz adaptations, and other jazz and New Orleans-derived styles, fronted by the magnetic trumpeter vocalist James Williams, who's been repeatedly compared to Louis Armstrong, and by Sam Friend. On banjo, the band consists of the electrifying Wes Anderson, the fourth son of jazz legend Wes Warm Daddy Anderson. On sousaphone, the versatile John Ram on trombone, known to maneuver the slide of his instrument on occasion with one bare foot. That sounds like it's worth seeing. The rollicking and perennial heartthrob Josh Jams Marotta on percussion. And the gifted newcomer Joe Goldberg on clarinet, saxophone, and piano, and sometimes two at a time. Yeah, that would be interesting. Clarinet and saxophone simultaneously, I'd like to see that myself. The New Yorker said, young devotees whose balance of spunk and funk keeps the heart of traditional jazz beating. And jazz is, says, hot attitude and soloistic daring do. All right, are you ready to meet a swamp donkey, ladies and gentlemen? Good morning, Sam Friend, you swamp donkey, you. How you doing, Sam?
Hey, Lise, how's it going?
I'm all right. Where are you in the world today?
Right now, I'm sitting in my shotgun in New Orleans. I was trying to track down a landline phone, but I don't think people use landline phones here anymore. I don't think business is open before 11 o'clock a.m.
Well, you know, so far we're all good, Sam. So, and you're going to be here in New York pretty soon. You got a few gigs here, I see.
We have quite a week lined up.
Yeah, this is what you call one heck of a roster. Let's tell everybody. Your first gig is this coming Thursday, June 5th, at the McKittrick Hotel. Where's that, Sam Friend?
That's right on the Lower West Side.
Okay.
Around mid-20s.
Uh-huh.
It's a really great, moody bar. They've had the Sleep No More shows in that building in the McKittrick Hotel. It's really a great facility, and they really create an environment that we enjoy playing in.
All right. And then on Friday, you're at Brinkley's Broom Street for the happy hour, and Saturday, the Exley at Jackson Street in Williamsburg. And everybody can keep track of all your gigs exactly how, because there's so many that people can't be furiously taking notes. Your website is New Orleans Swamp Donkeys.
You got it.
Is there
NewOrleansSwampDonkeys.com/shows.
Okay, NewOrleansSwampDonkeys.com, right?
Yep, and the big one that we're really trying to get the crowd out to is B.B. King's show on Tuesday. That's going to be really important for us.
Wait a minute.
Get everyone out there.
Help me out here, Sam. I see Monday for BB's. Is that right? June 9th?
Oh, sorry. Yeah. Monday is the BB's show.
Okay. So, everybody's really familiar with BB's here on Anything Goes. And by the way, everybody, listen for Mascanada if you want those tickets to see Sergio Mendez at BB King's. All right. So, you guys are going to be at BB King's on Monday, June 9th from 8 to 9:30 p.m. So, that's a great venue to go see the Swamp Donkeys. But, Sam, why Swamp Donkeys?
So yeah, you said everybody knows what a swamp donkey is now, but it's not just the band that's a swamp donkey. A swamp donkey is a term for a certain type of, say, barroom lingerer. That it's a person who stays by the bar when the bar is closing down and tries to take home the drunkest person at the bar. Shameless, I know.
I never heard that term. I'm sure your parents are so proud. That's the name of your band.
They're proud of the music. I don't know about the the content, but at least we play good jazz, so they like it.
Now, why jazz? J-A-S-S instead of jazz, J-A-Z-Z. What's the difference, Sam?
We really wanted to bring out that distinction earlier on, in the very earliest stages of jazz. It was actually called jazz, not jazz. And along with that, there was kind of a tradition of humorous topics being included, and innuendo and hokum. So that was a big part of the music then, and also the music with the style that we play is of the hot bands of the early 20s and before that. So that's really when the jazz was being played that we play, that was jazz back then.
Can you give us a right around what time, what year are we talking about exactly?
From between the beginning of the 1900s to about 1920.
Okay, and how did it? Do you know how it changed to jazz? With the Z's?
I guess there wasn't really a set time where it changed to jazz. I don't think. I mean, I could be mistaken. That's why they call me the drunk historian of the donkeys. but there could have been a time where. I think it was a gradual switch. I mean, like Louis Armstrong was playing with King Oliver and like had the Hot Fives and Sevens going. All those recordings happened in the 20s and before that. And then eventually there became a point where swing and big band became the predominant feature of jazz. And then eventually it went on to bebop and moved to New York and, you know, there's been a lot of evolutions in jazz history, but we're really focusing on the early stages.
And I think it's important for folks to know that you guys who are focusing on jazz from almost 100 years ago, you are in your 20s, right? Is every member of the band about the same age?
Yep, every member of the band is in their 20s, and we're also most of us are writing original music that harks back to the style. So we have those two CDs. We have two CDs, and one is all tunes from that older era, and the other one is all tunes that we've written. So
okay, so the album that contains all of the trad music is Swamp Donkey, right? And the one that contains all of the originals is Donkey Business. Is that correct?
Donkey Business. Yep.
Okay. And again, if people want to purchase these or get more information, the best place to go is your website?
Yeah, the best place to go is our website. iTunes has it too. But you can find the links for everything at our website, NewOrleansSwampDonkeys.com.
Okay, you're really big on social media, I see. You got your Instagram, you get your Twitter.
Yeah, we've got all the social media going. I'd say our Facebook has been we've been working on the Facebook for longer, so we have a lot more Facebook followers and Twitter followers. So everybody has to get out there and get on Twitter and check out @SwampDonkeyJazz.
Okay, and you're tuned into Anything Goes on member-supported WFDU-FM. I'm Lise Avery, speaking to Sam Friend of the Swamp Donkeys, and they are going to be here in New York and really slamming gig after gig between Thursday, June 5th and Sunday, June 15th. And you can log on to NewOrleansSwampDonkeys.com for all the details and all the different gigs and venues and places that you can see them performing. And any particular other gig other than BB's on Monday, June 9th, that you want to highlight for us, Sam?
I wouldn't say there's another one that we really... BB King's is the one we really want everybody come out to, and then the other ones, a lot of them are just going to be, casual bar shows. That, you know, that's kind of our element. The Donkeys really perform well in a lot of different situations, but we love to just, you know, be our raucous selves at the bar.
Alrighty. Well, now, if you can stick around, Sam, I've been playing a lot of stuff from Swamp Donkey. I wanted to play something from Donkey Business, not to be confused with Swamp Donkey. And you got to log on to NewOrleansSwampDonkeys.com if you want to understand this. I've got If You Are a Swamp Donkey queued up, so can you set that up for me?
Yes, this tune was written by our trombone player, John Ram.
Uh-huh.
And it showcases in the beginning a somewhat of a duel between our trumpet player and our tuba player.
Okay. All right. And you can stick around so we can chat a little bit more on the other side of this tune, Sam?
That'd be great. Thank you so much, Lisa.
Okay. All right. Here are the Swamp Donkeys from their Donkey Business album. And if you are a Swamp Donkey, here on Anything Goes. And the Swamp Donkeys. And if you are a Swamp Donkey, from their album Donkey Business, and you're tuned into Anything Goes on member-supported WFDU-FM, and I'm looking at the phone lines, I'm concerned. Sam, you still there, lad?
Yep.
Oh, goody. Okay. I thought looked like it dropped you like a hot potato, but I'm glad that it didn't. And the Swamp Donkeys are going to be here in New York City doing gig after gig for just nigh on 2 weeks, actually about 10 days, beginning this Thursday, June 5th, at the Mandalay at the McKittrick Hotel, ending up at the Lead Belly in Chinatown on Saturday, June 14th, and showcasing their gig at B.B. King's Monday, June 9th. And you guys, you all know where B.B. King's is. And so what else is going on? Sam, tell us a little bit more about the Swamp Donkeys so we can become more familiar with you.
Well, we're a very new band. We formed about a year and a half ago in September. It's been a long, fast journey. I mean, it's been a long journey, but it's moved very fast. Like, we started out playing on the street, on Royal Street, and basically we were just hustling money to get a van for our first summer tour. So last summer we took a tour all around the country.
Wow.
It was a six-week tour, and we just, we bought this van with money we made from hustling on the street and basically just drove around the country. And then this past year, we've done a good amount of touring and got some buzz around the band, and we played our first jazz fest, which was great. And we booked a bunch of festivals in Europe for this summer. So it's gonna be a fun summer. We're gonna be in Spain at Vitoria Gasteiz, and the Netherlands at North Sea Jazz Festival, and we're gonna be over in Switzerland at Jazz Ascona.
That's amazing. Well, congratulations. That's a lot of success in a very short time. And it sounds like it would make quite a film, actually.
Yeah, it's fun. I mean, the guys are a good, funny group. I think it would definitely be a comedy if it was a film.
Is everybody trained as a musician? Everybody go to school for music, Sam?
Pretty much everyone has gone to school for music, except our drummer, James Murata, Josh Murata, he started out as a street musician, and he's got a lot of experience. He's a bit older than us. He's the oldest member of the band, so he has a bunch of experience playing percussion on the street.
Mm-hmm.
He really brings that street element. But the rest of us are pretty much all schooled, and we've learned from a lot of different great jazz teachers.
Mm-hmm. And why the old stuff, though, Sam? Is that something that you've always been drawn to? I've found that a lot.
I mean, me personally, I've always been into, like, older blues and older jazz, and that's kind of what brought me to New Orleans.
Mm-hmm.
And I think for all the members of the band, we all grew up loving jazz and loving blues and listening to whatever we were interested in back home, like different, kind of, I think, more modern types of jazz are popular across the country. In terms of, like, mainstream, what people are listening to in jazz. So I think all of us kind of came in through different avenues, in terms of, like, some of us may have been listening to, like, more Wayne Shorter or more, like, modern jazz where we were coming from, and then we just got more and more into the New Orleans jazz. So I think everybody really felt something powerful in New Orleans jazz. We all moved to New Orleans and met up down here.
Wow, that really is an amazing story, Sam, and I really I congratulate you guys on all of your success. It's amazing that in such a short time you've had all of the success and put out two albums. You probably don't sleep all that much,
no, we're working pretty hard. It's a fun life though.
Okay, awesome. All right, you guys, so I just want to tell the Anything Goes listeners one more time that you can find the Swamp Donkeys. They're going to be here. They obviously, as Sam's talking about, are not always in New York City, but they're going to be here for a whole slew of gigs this month, beginning this Thursday, June 5th through the 14th, and including Monday, June 9th at B.B. King's in New York City. And y'all know how to get in touch with B.B. King's. And if you want the whole list of gigs, log on to NewOrleansSwampDonkeys.com. Well, thank you so much. It's nice to meet you, Sam, and say hello to all the other band members, and congratulations from all of us here on Anything Goes. And I'm glad to play out with Maple Leaf Rag, which, of course, is a classic. I don't know if you've got something you want to share about that one.
Nothing to share about it. Just we really enjoyed doing our take on that one. So.
Okay. All right. Well, congratulations. Thanks for getting up this early in the morning to talk to us.
Thank you so much for having me on the show. It's been a pleasure talking to you. I hope to see you in New York.
Okay, back at you. And, well, I'm sure that our buddy Scott will keep me well apprised of your whereabouts, and our paths will cross soon.
Awesome. Thank
All right,
you so
take
much,
good care. Please. Thanks so much. Congratulations. Travel safely and have a great set of gigs.
All right, have a nice day, y'all.
Thanks so much. Bye-bye. All right, you guys. And from the New Orleans Swamp Donkeys. I don't know. Somehow it just has to be said like that. The New Orleans Swamp Donkeys. Here's the Maple Leaf Rag. You're on Anything Goes. Mm-hmm.
Hi, this is Jimmy Webb, and you're listening to one of the most eclectic mixes of music I've ever heard on the radio. Anything Goes with Lise Avery.
minha frente que eu quero passar. Pois o samba está animado, o que eu quero é samba. Este samba que é misto de maracatu, é samba de preto veio, samba de preto tudo.
Well, you guys are quick on the draw, but Ted from Clifton won this pair of tickets to see Sergio Mendez. So, sorry about that. We got other tickets coming up. But these have been won, so no more calls, please. Bow, bow, bow.
Que eu quero passar, pois o samba está animado, o que eu quero é samba. Este samba que é misto de maracatu, é samba de preto veio, samba de preto tudo. Mas que nada, um samba como este é tão legal, você não vai querer que eu chegue no final.
Because I'm going to go to the High School of Performing Arts. I mean, I was dying to be a serious actress. Anyway, it's the first day of acting class, and we're in the auditorium, and the teacher, Mr. Carp, puts us up on the stage with our legs around everybody, one in back of the other, and he says, okay, we're going to do improvisations. Now, you're on a bobsled, and it's snowing out, and it's cold. Okay, go. Every day for a week we would try to feel the motion down the hill. Every day for a week we would try to hear the wind rush, feel the chill. And I dug right down to the bottom of my soul to see what I had inside. Yes, I dug right down to the bottom of my soul and I tried, and everybody's going shh. I feel the snow, I feel the cold, I feel the air, and Mr. Carp turns to me and he says, okay, Morales, what did you feel? And I said, nothing, I'm feeling nothing, and he says nothing could get a girl transferred. They all felt something, but I felt nothing, except the feeling that this bullshit was absurd. But I said to myself, hey, it's only the first week, maybe it's genetic, they don't have bobsleds in San Juan. Second week, more advanced, and we had to be a table, be a sports car, ice cream cone. Mr. Carp, he would say, very good, except Morales, all alone. And I dug right down to the bottom of my soul to see how an ice cream felt. Yes, I dug right down to the bottom of my soul and I tried to melt. The kids yelled nothing, they called me nothing, and Carp allowed it, which really makes me burn. They were so helpful, they called me hopeless, until I really didn't know where else to turn. And Carp kept saying, Morales, I think you should transfer to Girls High. You'll never be an actress, never. Jesus Christ! Went to church praying, Santa Maria, send me guide.